Welcome to the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Greider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good afternoon, happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Prophecy News Podcast. Today, the number of people who have been vaxxed, boosted, and spontaneously dying is rising rapidly, but why? You know, it started out innocently enough. Hollywood actor Ray Liotta had died, and I wondered if he had been vaxxed and boosted. So I did what most of us do. I Googled to see if he was or not. The answer I got absolutely floored me. When I went to Google and I typed in, "Was Ray Liotta vaccinated?" I instantly got back pages of results where the headlines all read like this, quote, "No, Ray Liotta did not die from the COVID-19 vaccine," end quote. Well, that wasn't my question. I didn't ask what he died from. I asked if he was vaccinated. So somebody said, try it on DuckDuckGo. I did, and I got exactly a carbon copy of the same results. Why won't they answer me? You know why. John 8:32 in your King James Bible says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." On this episode of the Prophecy News Podcast, there is an all-out effort by social media, big tech, and their algorithms to make you think in a certain way and to browbeat you into submission until you do. When Google came on the scene in 1998, it captivated our global imagination to finally have that magic box that we could speak into and find the answer on just about any and every question that might come to our minds. But in 2022, Google is so sophisticated that it's gone from helping us to think to thinking for us. And that puts you right in the heart of the spirit of Antichrist territory. Today on the Prophecy News Podcast, double vax and boosted, people are dying for seemingly no reason. And Lord willing, we're going to figure out why. Jesus says that the truth will make us free, and indeed he will. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, for all these that you've gathered here today. Lord, Kathy Heald is asking prayer for her husband, Robert. He had surgery, but he's experienced dizzy spells and headaches. Kathy also needs prayer for a shoulder injury. Janet Massey needs prayers for a hernia. Kate has an unspoken prayer request. Bonnie Chadwell has been bedridden since last Friday with diverticulitis, but she told me yesterday through YouTube that she's starting to feel better and thanks everybody for their prayers. Shelley has an update on Renee Masters. Renee will be in the hospital for 30 days for leukemia treatment. Her faith is strong, but she needs our prayers. Lori Cordes would like prayers for Kevin, a volunteer who is wheelchair bound. He believes that God will heal him and that he will walk again. Cindy Kettlecamp is asking for prayer for her daughter, Brooke, who has been relocated to a care facility here in the free state of Florida. So please keep Brooke in your prayers. Dr. Ed Heinsohn is fighting for his life in the ICU due to a cardiac episode. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. And I really don't know much about his teachings. I know that he is a Bible teacher and he's been around a long time. But he's fighting for his life in the hospital and would appreciate your prayers, our prayers. Chelsea B. over in Europe, she has COVID. And she needs prayers for healing and recovery, but she is absolutely trusting the Lord 100%. Derek O'Reilly's mom in Dublin was taken to the hospital yesterday and needs our prayers. Charlton He's been going to a dermatologist, and he has a skin issue that he would like prayer over. So please keep Charlton in your prayers. James Rogers would like prayers for his son Ryan. Ryan is saved, but has lost his interest in Bible study and reading the Word. Also, please pray for Atsuko, Yumiko, and Lucy. And you remember James Rogers. He's the school teacher living in Japan who has asked us to send him some King James Bibles in Japanese. And they're a lot harder to come by than I thought that they would be. So we are still looking for those Bibles, and please keep that in prayer that we'll find them. Marie Comfort, Rapture Ready in the chat room. She's having problems with her cataracts and would like prayer. Karen says, good morning, church family. Prayers, please, for God's will to be done in my life, for God's direction and wisdom in regards to his will for the sale or the rental of my home and my upcoming move to St. Augustine. And why is Karen moving to St. Augustine? Because she's coming to join our church that we have planted here. And that's exciting. And a number of other people, Dana and Mike Bragdon, Charlton is praying about it. A lot of people, the Tara Brown and the Brown family. There's a lot of people who have plans to relocate here to be part of our church. Please keep that in your prayers. Shar says, praise report. I have been involved with VBS this week, and 8 kids prayed to get saved. That's a great praise report. Sandra C., prayers for relief of my husband's vertigo. Palmetto State Guy, please pray for my mother Eunice, or as Alexander Scorby would say, Eunice. Please pray for my mother who had a stroke back in April. And we're also praying for Anetta, who had a stroke back in the beginning of May. So please pray that Palmetto State Guy's mother Eunice and my friend Anetta will continue to recover from their strokes. Dana Bragdon, please pray for us. We put our house up for sale today. Well, that's happening sooner than I thought it would. Dana and Mike are getting ready to move here to St. Augustine. So please keep that move in your prayers. Heavenly Father, for all these prayers and for the unspoken prayers of our hearts, and we just thank you, we praise you, we come before you, we ask you to work and move as only you can. And Lord, be with us now. This is not a Bible study, but we're going to look at a lot of Bible today, and we're going to look at the news to see what's happening. And you told the Apostle Paul, before he became the Apostle Paul, when he was just Saul from Tarsus, and when he was on his way to wreak havoc in Damascus, and you gave him that great commission that you gave him. In Acts chapter 26, verses 16 through 18, Acts 26, 16 through 18, Jesus is talking to the Apostle Paul, who is Saul, and he says, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Why would he do this? To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And Saul said, whereupon, O King Agrippa, Acts 26:19, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. And Lord, we desire to be obedient to the heavenly vision that you've given us here at Now the End Begins. Open our eyes, open our ears, and show us the Bible gospel truth today of what's happening all around us. And we commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's going to be a big weekend, July 4th weekend. And have something exciting that I'm doing on Monday, July 4th. And as a pastor, I am going to be officiating my very first wedding. Lifeboat VM, who has not been in the chat room lately, there's a good reason why she has not been in the chat room lately. And that's because she has met a wonderful young man and he has proposed to her and they're getting married. And she asked me, would I have any interest in being the pastor to marry them? And, well, just tears came out of my eyes. And what a great seal, that great confirmation that God gave me so shortly after being ordained as a pastor to be officiating my first wedding. So I'm going to be doing that Monday, and I've got to leave Sunday afternoon to go down south. So we will have, Lord willing, we will have Sunday service, but no Sunday night Bible study and no Monday podcast, as I will be officiating the wedding at that time. So please keep Dina and her soon-to-be husband in your prayers. And please pray for me for traveling mercies down and back to South Florida, and that the Lord's hand would be on me as I officiate this wedding. I'm going to be preaching that wedding, Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 22. And you can go look it up sometime, but that's what I'll be talking about at the wedding on Monday. Got an email just, when did I get this email? I got this email yesterday, and it is from a group called Baraka Good News Baptist Church in India. And the email says this: Dear Now the End Begins team and Pastor Jeffrey, greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am Pastor David Mark from India. We are an independent Bible-believing Baptist church in South India in the state of Telangana. Brother, I have been in fellowship with Brother Aaron McMahon for the last few years, and I have come to know about your free Bible and Gospel Track program. We have a God-blessed ministry happening here in southern India, and I would be most thankful if you could please send me 100 King James Bibles and 10 Ruckman Reference Bibles. I hope to hear from you. Thank you, Pastor David Mark. And this, we get these type of emails and messages all the time. 100 King James Bibles and 10 Ruckman Reference Bibles. And I responded to him. I said, sure, we would be happy to. So I just want to remind you, as we go into the summer and everybody's thinking about barbecues and cookouts and the 4th of July and long walks on the beach and going to the pool and all that stuff is fantastic. I love to do all those things. But please don't forget about our free Bible and Gospel Track program. The only way that we can send 100 King James Bibles and 10 Ruckman Reference Bibles to southern India, the only way that we can do that is because you pray for this program and you support this program. We can't do it without you. So please pray about supporting our free Bible and Gospel Track program so we can continue sending out things like 100 King James Bibles and a case of Ruckman Reference Bibles to India. And very, very excited that we're going to be meeting that need for Pastor David Mark at the Baraka Good News Baptist Church in India. All right, with that, let's get on to the topic of today's podcast. Where do I start? Let's start with Ray Liotta. Many of you know that I used to be an actor in Hollywood, and I grew up immersed, absolutely immersed in watching movies. It was my number one favorite thing to do next to reading when I was a kid. I loved to watch movies. I loved to learn about the lives of Hollywood actors. I'm talking about before I got saved. I just loved going to the movies, watching the movies. I can recall one time when I was about 10 years old and I wanted to go to the movies, but nobody wanted to go with me. And it was about a mile from my house, and it was the middle of winter, and it had just snowed about 2 feet. And amazingly, I said to my mom, I want to go to the movies. She said, well, if you want to go, you're free to go. And I put on my snow boots and my snow jacket, and I walked a mile as a 10-year-old kid to go to the movie theater. And I think the name of the movie that I watched was Lucille Ball, Henry Fonda, Yours, Mine, and Ours. And as a 10-year-old kid, I walked a mile in 2 feet of snow to go watch that movie by myself. That's how much I loved going to the movie theater. So when I heard that somebody like Ray Liotta died, and I've seen a lot of his movies, certainly just about all of us have seen Goodfellas. And so when Ray Liotta died, I really wasn't aware that he had been struggling with any health issues. He didn't look sick. He didn't sound sick. And so I was just really curious. Was he vaccinated? So I went to Google and I typed in the words, was Ray Liotta vaccinated? Let's do that right now. If you're in front of your computer, just go to Google and type in, was Ray Liotta vaccinated? Now, to me, that's a binary question. You can answer yes, you can answer no. And let me just read to you the first four headlines that Google says is the answer to my question, was Ray Liotta vaccinated? Headline number one, no, Ray Liotta did not die from the COVID-19 vaccine. Headline number two, Ray Liotta, cause of death, not COVID-19 or vaccine. Headline number three, fact check. Did Ray Liotta die from COVID-19 vaccine? Are you starting to get the idea here? The algorithm does not want to answer my question. My question was not, what did Ray Liotta die from? My question was not even, did Ray Liotta die from the COVID-19 vaccine? My question was, was Ray Liotta vaccinated? And this is the answer that the artificial intelligence algorithm has decided is the best answer to my question. So 2 weeks ago, when I posted that to Twitter, somebody responded almost immediately and said, well, that's because you're using Google. Go to DuckDuckGo and try it there. So if you're still in front of your computer, go to DuckDuckGo and type in, was Ray Liotta vaccinated? I'm doing that right now. And here's the top couple of answers to the question on DuckDuckGo, which is supposed to be so much better than Google. Was Ray Liotta vaccinated? Headline number one, did Ray Liotta die from COVID-19 vaccine side effects? Not my question. Headline number two, fact check. Did Ray Liotta die from COVID-19 vaccine? Not my question. Headline number three, no, Ray Liotta did not die from COVID-19 vaccine. Headline number five, Ray Liotta looks healthy and happy in selfie days before dying at 67. Here's another headline. It was all just so sudden. And this brings us to the heart of our podcast today. And I'm asking a question today that Facebook has me suspended for right now. Let me see how many days of my suspension that I have left. Hold on. Let me just go to Fakebook and go to the section that says account restricted. Only you can see this. You cannot post or comment for 20 days. Now, what was the post that got me my fourth or fifth suspension of 2022? I posted an article with the headline, Moderna announces human trials of hybrid COVID flu messenger RNA vaccine. And I had that great picture of a cat. And believe me, I was very proud of myself. I probably spent about 2.5 times as long on that picture as I did on actually writing the article, because as a graphic artist, sometimes I love to write, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I have so much fun creating the image for the article. And let me just post it into the chat room. Most of you guys have seen this already. But I just had so much fun creating this image for the article. But the article was about a very, very serious topic. And that topic you're not allowed to talk about. That topic you're not allowed to ask questions. Just when you think that you live in a free and open society, and you start asking the wrong questions, then you find out really, really fast how much of a free and open society that we are actually not living in. And in that article, I talked about this. Moderna announces human trials of new hybrid flu COVID vaccine are officially underway. Nine News reports, a phase one trial of a combination flu and COVID vaccine is currently underway. Moderna plans to have that vaccine ready by next year or by early 2024. You see how long that they're planning on keeping this pandemic going? Did you really think it was going to be over in a year? Today is day 800 and let me see here. Let's get the count. Today is day 837 of 15 days to flatten the curve. Take a listen to this.
At least this year, we do need more money, but we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money. Thank you all.
So that's what Joe Biden wants to prepare for. He wants to prepare for the second pandemic. And you know it's coming. So what they're doing now is they're combining the flu shot and the polio shot and the monkeypox shot. They're lumping it all together with the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. And if you think that this thing is over, it's not over. And let me just give you a couple of interesting facts and figures right now that will help you to keep it all straight in your mind. All right. On June 30th of 2021, there was a 7-day average of 12,541 COVID cases. June 30th of 2021, that's a year ago, at the height of the Omicron outbreak, there was a 7-day average of 12,541 cases of COVID-19 coronavirus. This year, as of yesterday, there were 113,691 cases on a 7-day average. So I want you to understand that today, July 1st, 2022, almost nobody is walking around with a mask. There's no mask mandates for airplanes. And yet, the rate of COVID-19 new cases is 1,000% higher than it was this time last year. The hospitals are not filled to overflowing. The emergency rooms are not overcrowded. There are 10 times the amount of COVID cases right now than there was last year when everybody was locked down and everybody was wearing masks. And how about this figure? As of June 30th of 2021, on a 7-day average, there were 271 people who died on a 7-day average, June 30th of 2021. June 30th of 2022, people who died from COVID on a 7-day average, 375 people. 33% higher than last year. And yet, there's no mask mandates. The emergency rooms are not filled to overflowing. Why is that? How is it possible that we could have 10 times the amount of cases and 33% more deaths, and yet nobody is sounding the alarm? Nobody is hiding in fear. Nobody is cowering. What changed? What made all the difference? I want you to listen to this from, this is about a year ago. Mass vaccination site closes early after adverse reactions reported.
Vaccinations were stopped today at Dick's Sporting Goods Park after Centura says nearly a dozen people had an adverse reaction to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The state health department says people had symptoms like nausea and dizziness after getting the shot, and two people were taken to the hospital. That location is one of six mass vaccination sites giving shots to thousands of people a day. News reporter Mark Salinger joins us from Commerce City tonight as he's been trying to pry some answers out of Centura Health.
Yeah, Kyle, we still know very little information about what happened here at the Dick's Sporting Goods Park with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Centura will tell us that 11 people had adverse reactions to the vaccine after they got it and were in the waiting period where they were in observation. Two of those were bad enough that they had to go to the hospital. Now, Centura told us that more than 1,700 people got the vaccine here today, and 0.62% of those receiving the vaccine had a reaction. Again, that's 11 people. Centura says it followed its protocols and, in an abundance of caution, made the decision with the state to pause operations for the rest of the day. The state says there have been 10 previous reactions documented at community vaccine sites before today. We've asked Centura a lot of questions to make sure that we provide context for you about what happened, but have received few answers. We haven't been told if this was the first day that using this batch of the J&J vaccine, if they'll continue administering the J&J vaccine, or what happens with the rest of this batch. Now, the state health department released a statement late tonight saying it does not believe anyone else vaccinated today at the site has any reason to be concerned. They say the vaccines are safe and effective. COVID-19 incident commander Scott Bookman says, quote, "From what we know, today's side effects were consistent with what can be expected," end quote. Now, about 640 other people who were waiting in line for the vaccine today were turned away. They have been rescheduled for this Sunday. That's the next day that this site is open. We're told that they will get the Pfizer vaccine, not the J&J vaccine.
All right. So I just wanted to play that clip from last year. That was about a year ago, talking about all the trouble that they had with the J&J shot and all the people that developed blood clots and strokes and heart attacks after getting the J&J shot. But they assured you that these things were rare. They hardly ever happened. Let me tell you about another article that got me suspended for 30 days on Facebook. Back on March 14th of 2021, I wrote an article called "Knockout: Tommy Hearns Reveals That Boxing Legend Marvelous Marvin Hagler Died in Intensive Care While Fighting the Effects of COVID-19 Vaccine." I was a huge fan of boxing back in the 1980s, and I used to love to watch boxers like Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvelous Marvin Hagler. It was a great time for boxing. And so last year when Marvin Hagler died, unexpectedly, he wasn't sick with anything. He wasn't being treated for anything. He just developed pains in his leg and pains in his chest. And they took him to the hospital where his health collapsed. It didn't just deteriorate. His health collapsed over a 24-hour period. And next thing you know, he was dead. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Well, as it turns out, one day before his health collapsed, he went out and he got the vaccine. Take a listen to his son talking about the real reason why boxing legend Marvelous Marvin Hagler died last year. This clip is from his son, and he's being interviewed on a podcast. Take a listen.
Back, but your father died. Was that mysterious, or was it really like he was sick, and since then, what happened?
What happened was, the family, as far as all of my brothers and sisters, we think it was shot related, because he had got the shot. And then after he got the shot, 72 hours later, he was starting to complain about his leg. He went to the doctors Saturday. I mean, he started Friday. He went Saturday morning. Then he passed away Saturday evening.
Oh, my God.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So it was really bananas how I got the news. I mean, when I got the news, my mom said, well, he's in the hospital. Okay. And then 5-6 hours later, he died. I was like, really?
So what was the cause of death officially?
A heart attack.
Did he have any issues with his heart or anything like that leading up?
Say that again?
Did he have any issues with his heart leading up to this?
No, he was healthy. He was as fit as a kettle, man. That's why we was tripping. He was like, what, really? You know what I'm saying? So it just was weird, man. It was just bananas, man. And I felt like understanding how they felt.
I apologize for the poor sound quality of that clip, but that was Marvin Hagler's son talking about how shocked the entire family was last year, where one day after getting vaccinated, Hagler was taken to the hospital and died. And if you had seen pictures of him shortly before he died, he was still in incredible shape. Let's talk about a young man by the name of Sean Kuhn. We did this article last year about a man, young man named Sean Kuhn. And let me tell you about Sean. This is from News CBS 46. He just went downhill and kept getting sicker and sicker. It's COVID, definitely worse than I thought it was, and it's more deadly than I thought it was. Sean Kuhn caught COVID-19 in December of 2020. He was a 20-year-old young man. But he only had mild symptoms. My son Calvin got COVID in 2020, and he had very mild symptoms as well. I can remember being in lockdown with him and my daughter Kelsey, and we locked down for 14 days. So Sean Kuhn, in December of 2020, he caught COVID. But he only had mild symptoms and he felt fine. Well, after he had COVID and beat COVID, he decided to go out and get vaccinated. Now, if you've already had COVID, been exposed to COVID, and beat COVID, you have antibodies. Why on earth would you feel the need to go out and get vaccinated? Well, they put pressure on him. And so he went out and got vaccinated. He was a personal trainer. He was in unbelievably fit condition. He had no pre-existing conditions of any kind. And he had beaten COVID the year before. But social media, newspapers, the liberal media, everything putting pressure on him. You can't be safe without the vaccine. Go and get the vaccine. So then he goes and gets the vaccine, and then he dies shortly after. What did he die from? Did he die from COVID? No, he didn't die from COVID. He had COVID the year before. What he died from was the COVID vaccine. Now, you're not allowed to talk like this. The things that I'm saying right now, I can't repost this episode to YouTube. My channel would be taken down immediately. And I'm not giving you any conspiracy theory. I'm just giving you facts and figures as they were. I didn't say that Marvelous Marvin Hagler died from the COVID vaccine. His son said that. And so here in 2022, we're starting to see headlines like this. Tony Siragusa, cause of death. Social media speculates if it was obesity or COVID-19 vaccine that triggered a fatal heart attack. NFL player and TV personality Tony Siragusa died at the age of 55. His death has created a buzz on social media platforms as his fans are eager to know the actual cause of his death. In the ongoing speculation, some of his fans and colleagues have stated that his obesity must have triggered a sudden heart attack that became the cause of his death. Well, I'm going to post an image in the chat room right now of Tony Siragusa, and you tell me if this man was obese. Take a look at this guy, Tony Siragusa. He's holding some unnamed blonde. But does he look obese to you in that photo? Doesn't look obese to me. But he died shortly after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. How about this one? This is from Newsweek from 2 weeks ago. 18-year-old Brazilian model Valentina Boscardin dies of COVID. Valentina Boscardin, a Brazilian model, died due to COVID complications last week, just 18. She had been fully vaccinated. That means she got two shots and two boosters and was also healthy before falling ill with the virus. She reportedly passed away on Sunday. What did she die from? Blood clots. Fully vaccinated, fully boosted, 18 years old. How about this one? Miss Brazil, a woman by the name of Gleisi Correia, dead at 27 after routine tonsil surgery. A Brazilian beauty queen has died at the age of 27 after suffering a brain hemorrhage and a heart attack. I want you to think about that now. 27 years old, dies having her tonsils taken out. She died of a brain hemorrhage and a heart attack on the operating table. She had surgery to remove her tonsils in late March, and after 5 days at home, she had a hemorrhage. She went to the local hospital and had a cardiac arrest on April 4th. Since then, she was in a coma with no neurological activity, and today she passed away. Are you starting to see the connection between all of these stories? Do you remember this article about the TV reporter? And he was broadcasting live on TV. His name is, what was his name? Rafael Silva. Rafael Silva. And he was a Brazilian newscaster. And he got fully vaccinated. He got fully boosted. And then he's on his television program. And he's bragging about the fact that he is fully vaccinated and fully boosted. And then, to the shock of his entire viewing audience, he collapses and has a series of 5 heart attacks on the same day at the age of 36 years old. Rafael Silva, 36 years old, and a presenter of Journal Das 7, fainted and collapsed while covering a news story. He was quickly attended by the mobile emergency care service and taken to the nearest hospital. According to the report, he suffered 5 cardiac arrests on the way to the hospital. Silva was admitted to the intensive care unit at Humanitas Hospital in Virginia, in Brazil, not Virginia in America, since Monday. According to a report from a local news site, the journalist was extubated, is conscious, and started talking. This is what he said. Right before he collapsed. Long live the third dose. I'm sorry for the people who didn't have this opportunity. Vaccines save lives. 36 years old, 5 heart attacks on the same day. Now, for those of you who have been listening to this podcast the whole time that we've been doing it, you know that we play a lot of clips from a comedian named Jimmy Dore. And he's a liberal. He's not saved. He's not a Christian. But a lot of the stuff that he talks about is true. And so from time to time, I'll grab one of his clips and I'll play it here on the program. What a lot of people don't know is that liberal, unsaved, non-Christian comedian Jimmy Dore, he went and got vaccinated, and it ruined his health. So I want you to listen to the testimony of Jimmy Dore on the Joe Rogan program, talking about what happened to him after he got double vaccinated. Take a listen to this.
But in an environment where people aren't allowed to talk or question things, you know, well, for instance, my doctor. So when I got the vaccine, I got the double. And
which one did you get?
I got the Moderna because I have an underlying health problem. I've talked about it before on the show.
We have talked about it, yeah.
And so my doctor, because people are like, why did you trust the government? No, I don't trust the government. You trust Big Pharma? No, I don't trust Big Pharma. I trusted my doctor.
Right.
My doctor who saved my life. And said that because of your thing, you should get it because we don't know how it's going to affect you and you blah, 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 blah. So I got it. And then, you know, the symptoms you get from it, they never went away for me.
What were your symptoms?
So I had body aches, flu-like fever. I had a joint pain. I had a stiff neck.
Have you tried going in an ice bath for 20 minutes? Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how long did
I'm still cold.
How long did it last? How long did your symptoms last?
So on April 17th, I got the second jab, and I just never got better.
Was it immediate? After the first jab, did you have side effects?
Yes, but they went away. And then the second jab.
How long did they last after the first shot?
I don't remember, but because
a couple days.
It was like maybe a week. I think a week. And then the second time they just never went away, and I was like, "What is going on?" Because I would get these waves of exhaustion a couple times a day, and then my producer had the same at the fifth week. I had a stiff neck. He got a stiff neck. And my wife got a stiff neck, and we all got the stiff neck on the side where we got the shot. So I got it on this side. They got it on that side. And I looked it up, and it turns out stiff neck is a thing that people experience from the jab. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. They don't tell you that. And so that's common. I'm like, okay. And then it spread to the whole neck. Okay. Now, my producer and my wife, it went away. Their stiff necks went away. Mine didn't. So anyway, I tweeted about it. I tweeted like, hey, this is just to let everybody know, this is what's happened. This is my reaction to the vaccine.
Yeah.
And because and people started to come on me, like call me anti-vax. And I'm like, no, I got the vax.
Right.
I got it. I go, when people have a reaction to an experimental vaccine that is not FDA approved, you're supposed to not suppress the reactions. You're supposed to ask people what the reactions are so we can make the vaccines better.
That's a thing that when Jen Psaki's talking about misinformation online and combating misinformation, she distributed misinformation.
Of course.
Because she said that it's approved by the FDA and their gold standard.
She said that?
She said that.
It is not approved. When you go to get vaccine...
Pull that up. Let's make sure that she said that. I'm 99% positive she said that, because I remember reading that going, you can't say that when you're the White House press secretary, because that's not a true statement. It's approved for emergency use authorization.
So I'll just stop him right there for a second. You hear about Jimmy Dore saying that after he had the second shot, he began to get these serious adverse reactions, which never went away. He still has them to this day, a year later. And now Joe Rogan is talking about when Biden's previous press secretary, Jen Psaki, stood up in front of the cameras and lied and said that the vaccines were approved when they were not approved. And that's what he's getting ready to tell you now.
Because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
We're
in an emergency.
Yes. But it's not an FDA-approved...
Joe, when you go get this jab, they give you a piece of paper, and on it, in bold black letters, it says, this is not an FDA-approved vaccine.
Right.
And they go, you see that? And I'm like, yeah. They go, you okay with that? Yeah, I guess. My doctor said I'm supposed to be here. And
did you find it?
Yeah, I found transcript of it. I didn't find the video.
Well, okay. I'm pretty sure I saw the video, but I definitely have read the transcript, and I want this to be accurate because it's a big accusation.
This is what she said here when someone asked about the misinformation.
What is this from? Whitehouse.gov. Yeah. Okay. So you know, more than just a competition about vaccines, the risk impact. Okay, here it is. Misleads the public by falsely alleging that mRNA vaccines are untested and thus risky, even though many of them are approved and have gone through the gold standard of the FDA approval process. That's right. That's not true.
So she's saying many of the mRNA vaccines.
Right. There's only two that are mRNA vaccines. That's messenger RNA. That is the Pfizer and the Moderna. That's the ones that we use in America. The Johnson & Johnson is an adenovirus vaccine. It's different, as is the AstraZeneca, right? The AstraZeneca, I believe, is very similar to the Johnson & Johnson. They're different. But the point is...
Yeah, the Johnson & Johnson uses the old technology, and Moderna and Pfizer, they use the ones that was developed by DARPA.
Yeah, but the point is, it's like, it's not FDA approved.
No, because that takes a while.
So if she's saying that... Right.
Isn't that misinformation?
It is.
Seems like it.
And if it says it when you get the jab, and it says it in bold print, and your experience, even though you this is your personal experience, and you did get vaccinated, people are so rabid online about this.
Oh my God!
It is the most divisive subject I think ever since Trump. It really is. It is a nutty, divisive subject. And people just get furious about it. And they're furious if anybody talks about any negative side effects, even if it's accurate.
I know. So I had tweeted about it just because I wanted to see if other people had this experience.
Right.
And, you know, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's not. So I got contacted by lots of people. Same experience. And I got contacted by a doctor who's leading a bunch of other doctors, a group of doctors, and studying this. And they just submitted a paper on people about the vaccine, right? And so he tells me over a DM, this is what we think is happening. This is a spike protein. You're suffering from a spike protein thing and blah, blah, blah. And go to see your doctor and hopefully your doctor will work with us and give me ivermectin and fluvoxamine I'm taking for inflammation in my brain.
You have inflammation in your brain?
Well, because it causes inflammation. So the spike proteins cause inflammation. And so they did some kind of blood test on me, and they said, yeah, you got the thing.
Was it a D-dimer test? Is that what it was?
Joe, you got me. But okay. They said, you have the same. You're right where a long-haul COVID person is. Like whatever the markers were, mm-hmm. I had the same thing. You're right there. And so I go to my doctor, and I start to explain to my doctor about what this other doctor told me. And my doctor says, oh, I'm treating five people just like you. And one of them is a neurosurgeon, and one of them is a nurse. And they were afraid to talk about their symptoms because they were afraid to be ostracized and stigmatized. And I'm like, what a messed up situation we're in this culture.
Right.
When they politicize medicine, where doctors and medical professionals are afraid to talk about their symptoms. That's horrible.
So you just heard Jimmy Dore saying that when he went to his doctor and told him about the crazy side effects that he had after getting the second shot, and the doctor said, oh yeah, I got five other patients with the same complaint, but I can't talk about it because I would be ostracized. And this is where we are with the COVID-19 vaccine. We are on day 837 of 15 days to flatten the curve. And you know what? Mentally, a whole lot of people have just decided to check out. They're burnt out. They're tired. They're exhausted. They don't want to hear it. They just want to go on with their lives. But guess what? There is no going on from this. You know what it says in Daniel 7:25 in your King James Bible? One of the main things that the Antichrist is going to do to those tribulation saints, he's going to wear them out. Daniel 7:25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. That's 3.5 years. 3.5 years. This verse is also proof that the first 3.5 years of the time of Jacob's trouble hasn't taken place yet. Every once in a while, I'll come across somebody who thinks that they found the clue that the first 3.5 years have already taken place, but they haven't. And in Daniel 7:25, it shows you what the Antichrist is going to be doing for the first 3.5 years before the tribulation. He's going to be wearing out the saints of the Most High. He's going to be changing times and laws. And a lot of you are worn out, and you don't want to talk about it, and you just want to stop all this COVID this and vaccine that, and you want to just stop thinking about mandatory mask wearing and standing 6 feet apart. And I wish I had better news for you, but I don't. And what we're seeing now is exactly what we said was going to happen. That in the months and years after everybody got vaccinated, you were going to see a rapidly rising onslaught of people dying from strange, seemingly unrelated things. Well, that's exactly what this program is about today. That's exactly what's happening. And so many people are just spontaneously dropping dead. I didn't even notice it at first. I would just be looking at my news feed and I'd say, oh, that's interesting. 20-year-old girl no pre-existing condition. She just died. 12-year-old girl just didn't wake up in her bed one day. Marvin Hagler just drops dead, even though he's perfectly in health. Hank Aaron just goes to take one for the team and then dies 14 days later. And it didn't really dawn on me at first what I was seeing. And it wasn't until I went to Google and I typed in, was Ray Liotta vaccinated? And Google immediately told me, no, Ray Liotta did not die from COVID vaccine, which was not my question. And you see, artificial intelligence is very clever, but not very smart. And if the algorithms and the AI were really, really so smart, you know what they would have done? They just would have answered my question. I asked a yes or no question. Was Ray Liotta vaccinated? I didn't ask what he died of or from. I didn't ask if he died of COVID-19 or the vaccine. I just simply said, was Ray Liotta vaccinated? And if these algorithms were really so smart, it just would have given me the answer that I was looking for. But in their desire to be smarter than me and smarter than you, what did they do? They tipped their hand. They revealed their position. And that's when the light bulb went off over my head. And I realized, wait a second. And then I spent the last couple of weeks doing the research and preparing for this program. The International Journal of Molecular Sciences. Here's an article entitled Intramyocardial Inflammation After COVID-19 Vaccination, an Endomyocardial Biopsy Proven Case Series. And there's a whole lot of medical gobbledygook. But when you boil it all down, scientists and doctors and people at places like the International Journal of Molecular Sciences, they are coming up with a tidal wave of evidence producing. Well, let me just read a couple of sentences to you. Cardiac biopsies reveal giant cell and presence of spike protein within myocardial tissue. Giant cells are predictive of cardiac death. Presence of spike evidence of causality for mandated products producing heart damage. This is not coming from conspiracy theory land. This is coming by doctors, highly educated and highly respected, at places like the International Journal of Molecular Sciences. And they are finding that people who have received the vaccines and the boosters are developing long-term, serious, chronic, and in oftentimes fatal heart conditions. And this is what we're seeing. And for the people who aren't dying, they're becoming debilitated. We've been praying for a good friend of mine who, after getting vaccinated, developed symptoms and then had a stroke. And every week, people write to me, send me messages, send me emails, and they tell me about their friends, their loved ones, their aunts, their uncles, their mothers, their fathers, their children, who have developed these horrendous symptoms after getting double vaxxed and boosted. And that number is rising on a weekly, monthly, daily basis. And this is exactly what we told you would happen. And this is doing nothing but increasing. It's spreading. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And this is where we find ourselves on day 837 of 15 days to flatten the curve. If you're thinking about getting the vaccine, I would highly recommend that you don't do that. I have not taken the vaccine. I have not taken a booster shot, nor would I. There is no condition that you could imagine that would lead me to change my mind about these vaccines. No condition of any kind could be existing that would lead me to think that I was wrong about the COVID-19 vaccine. They have lied about it every step of the way. They have told you things that were absolutely not true. Joe Biden told you about that in a CNN town hall back in July. He told you that if you were vaccinated, you won't get sick. And if you got sick, it won't be bad. And if it was bad, you're not going to go to the hospital. And if you do go to the hospital, you're not going to die. Was any of that true? Nope. None of that was true. All of that was a lie. Take a listen to Joe Biden from July 21st of 2021.
But I have a couple questions that I want to ask you, because sure. You know the pandemic is a big concern for everyone, really, sure, around the world, but especially around America. New cases are up three times since last month, right? The pandemic is a big concern. Hospitalizations, death, rising. So you said last month that that the virus is in retreat. Do you still feel that way? Is that still the case?
Look, it's real simple. We have a pandemic for those who haven't gotten the vaccination. It's that basic, that simple. 10,000 people have recently died. 9,950 of them, or thereabouts, are people who hadn't been vaccinated. This is a simple, basic proposition. If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die. So it's gigantically important.
So you just heard Joe Biden tell you that if you're vaccinated against COVID-19, you're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to die from it. 50% of everybody who is hospitalized for COVID-19 are vaccinated people. Now, you might say to yourself, well, that's just Joe Biden and Democrats lie. So we don't expect him to tell the truth. Well, you expect Donald Trump to tell the truth, don't you? Why does Donald Trump say the exact same thing that Joe Biden said about the vaccine? Take a listen.
I think the frustration on the Republican side, and this is why I said I want to talk a lot about Republican frustrations, is that we see the corruption, right? Yeah. It doesn't seem like anybody ever pays for the corruption.
Yeah.
And right now we're seeing corruption live, even in terms of Big Pharma, which is a huge topic on the minds of mothers, especially. You're seeing what's happening at these school board meetings. Where do you stand on these vaccine mandates? And obviously, I know that you are pro-vaccine. Obviously, you did everything you could to get this vaccine out. I know where you stand on the vaccine.
It was one of the greatest achievements. We did it in less than 9 months.
And to be able to do that. Yeah, but now it's taken a twist, right? It's gotten, now we went from this is a good thing and people should have this option, yeah, to military men, you're going to have to resign, yeah, because you're not getting this vaccine. Where do you stand, yeah, on that?
Well, I stand on, forget about the mandates, that people have to have their freedom. But at, yeah, the same time, the vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. We would have had a 1917, remember the Spanish flu, killed perhaps 100 million people. Actually, it ended the First World War because the soldiers were so. A lot of people don't know that. The soldiers got so sick. It was a terrible thing. There were no vaccines. There were no anything. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. Mm. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
And yet, more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, yeah, under Joe Biden, right, than under you, and more people took the vaccine this year. So people are questioning how.
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but yeah. Some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take the vaccine. But it's still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good. And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
What about the masking of children?
People aren't dying after they take the vaccine. Well, Donald Trump, I got news for you. People are dying after they take the vaccine. And they're dying of strokes and heart attacks and blood clots and brain hemorrhages. And they're dying in record numbers. But none of it is being tied back to the vaccine. It's almost like the perfect crime. You inject somebody with the vaccine, it goes into their bloodstream, it goes into their cells, the spike proteins and all that stuff begins to work on the inside of somebody's body, and then a week later, a month later, 6 months later, they just simply drop dead of a heart attack or a stroke or a brain hemorrhage or whatever the case happens to be. And I have a huge growing list of people, young, healthy people who took the vaccine, and all of a sudden, they just drop dead. How about this from the Desert Review? Lightning strikes twice, two high schools with sudden deaths on the same day. Two healthy high school basketball players died suddenly on the same day. Cameron Wheatley, a 17-year-old senior at Bremen High School, collapsed during a game with Chicago High School on February 8th of 2022. Meanwhile, in East Texas, Devontae Mumphrey collapsed on the same day and died from a sudden cardiac arrest. Why are these things happening? I'm not making this up. I'm just simply reading the news and connecting the dots. That's all I'm doing. There's a comedian, or should I say there was a comedian by the name of Nick Nemiroff. And he was a Canadian comic. And he passed away suddenly at the age of 32 on Monday, June 27th of this year. Shortly after he died, many of his fans began to dig through his Instagram account and his Twitter account and look at some old tweets and things that he had sent. Here's a tweet that he posted on February 5th of 2021. Okay, so I got the vaccine and it did have a side effect. The area that the needle went into hurt a bit afterwards. Seems okay now, but honestly do not recommend getting it and I wish I could take it back. Well, he was being sarcastic. He was being funny because he was a comedian after all. But he went out and got vaxxed and boosted, and then he died. He dropped dead at the age of 32 with no foul play suspected, no previous health conditions. He took the jab, and a few months later, he just spontaneously, imagine that, he just dropped dead. A lot of you are familiar with Justin Bieber. And Justin Bieber, shortly after getting vaccinated, has developed a condition called Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. And that is looks a lot like Bell's palsy, but it's a complication of the shingles virus that results in facial paralysis. And Justin Bieber had gotten vaccinated, and then a few months after getting vaccinated, he now has facial paralysis to the point where he can no longer sing in public, and he has to take a break from performing for a while. Now, am I saying that Justin Bieber got Ramsey Hunt syndrome because he got vaccinated? No, I didn't say that. I said that Justin Bieber developed Ramsey Hunt syndrome after getting vaccinated. That's what I said. And this is what's happening. This is where we are on day 837 of 15 days to flatten the curve. Now, switching gears ever so slightly, you've probably been spending so much time worrying about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard and the January 6th Select Committee and all this different stuff and Roe versus Wade and blah, 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 blah. You probably haven't been paying attention to the fact that UFOs, sightings of UFOs have more than tripled this year. And this past week, there were a number of sightings where people actually had a good camera and it was in focus, and they took some amazing videos of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lights in the sky, obviously not drones, for flying in patterns and formations. Let's take a listen to the audio headlines from this week from our friend Jason A. Take a listen to this.
All right, well, tonight the mystery remains unsolved. What exactly were those strange lights seen off the coast?
Eyewitness photos capture the then mysterious phenomena over the ocean, and videos of the lights were all over social media.
Mystery lights in the sky Monday night, seen across San Diego.
They're just appearing.
Tijuana, that left everyone with the same question. What is that?
This was something different. It just was, and it felt something different, too.
Natasha Reichardt and her mother, Donna, were taking a late-night stroll when they saw two pulsating lights in the sky.
It's creating quite a buzz. These mysterious lights, they appeared right off of our coast here in San Diego.
Yeah, they're moving a little bit. Mm-hmm. You see five of them, sometimes you see four.
Dan Hare from Encinitas says he never saw any kind of aircraft. He says there were initially two dots, then up to six. They would blink on and off, and it lasted about an hour.
But I've never seen anything in my life that lasted that long. You see these little, maybe flashes of lights through the sky, and you think that you saw one, but to me, it felt very real.
In fact, you could see them in Bajo, thanks to video from Alan Olson, but we also saw them in Encinitas, Chula Vista, Mission Beach, and of course, in a number of other locations. We know where they were spotted across the border as well.
And these were coming back and going, moving different directions, and then all of a sudden getting clustered together. And it was definitely not of this world.
The lights could be seen all across San Diego, even from Federico Buren's home in Rosarito, Mexico.
It caught my attention, and I decided to start recording this to analyze it later.
Federico says he thought it had to do with the military.
I'm very realistic. I don't believe in those conspiratory theories or anything like that. You know, I just want an explanation to find out what's going on.
The San Diego Fire Department told ABC 10 News that the flares could be seen 5 miles offshore. They believe the orange glow was clear.
Are they moving?
Oh, wow. Too cool.
The best answer yet is that it was some kind of military exercise. That's what lifeguards told San Diego police. But I called Camp Pendleton and Naval Air Station North Island. Both said they had no idea. I also made a call to MCAS Miramar and the Coast Guard.
Look, another light!
It's been solved. The U.S. Coast Guard says lights spotted over the Pacific were flares fired from a ship off the coast of San Diego. The lights were spotted from multiple neighborhoods around 9 o'clock last night.
That they are unaware of what these things could be. There are also rumors it could be the Imperial Beach 4th of July drone show. However, IBPD said they haven't heard a thing. The truth is out there somewhere. Again, lights are just sitting there.
Yeah.
So hovering. Moving pretty slow, hovering.
But yeah. This one,
it's bizarre.
It's a mystery.
There is a double mystery on the moon involving a rocket that crashed into the orbiting rock. First, there's no idea who launched the rocket, but the bigger mystery is, why did it leave two craters? NASA says astronomers noticed the rocket on a collision course last year. It crashed on March 4th. It left, I don't know if you can see this, a double crater. Now, at least 47 NASA rocket bodies have created spacecraft impacts on the moon, according to data from Arizona State University. But this is the first time, apparently, a rocket has caused two craters. NASA says two large masses on each end of the rocket may have caused it. So far, no nation has taken responsibility.
Wow. Big news in the world of astronomy. A Wednesday NASA media teleconference revealed a sneak peek into the first images the James Webb Space Telescope team will release to the public on July 12th.
In less than 2 weeks, we'll get to see the first scientific data and full color images from the James Webb Space Telescope.
Among the first photos will show the deepest of our universe that has ever been captured.
And still it's mind-blowingly beautiful, the sensitivity of these instruments and the science.
It sees infrared light our eyes can't, and it sees light so far away it's billions of years old. Watching how that light evolves will give scientists clues as to how our universe formed after the Big Bang.
We're going to see the buildup of the first stars and the first galaxies, and a lot of that science is going to be done in the next months to year across many different scientific projects for many different groups.
That explosion of science is about to start. Two decades of answering questions about our universe, some we haven't even asked yet.
Now, you can go to BibleBeliever.com and you can get books like Genesis 6 Giants. You can get Empire Under the Ice. And these books will give you a lot of useful information about what we're talking about. Go to BibleBeliever.com and check out some of the books that we have there in the Bible Believers bookstore. It will be a blessing to you. We just got a new book by Chuck Missler called The Rapture. And he also, we have a second book by him called Beyond Time and Space. What does the Bible really say about what's going on in outer space and things of that nature? So if you haven't been to the bookstore in a while, we recommend that you go there. And we have a lot of new stuff, and it's exciting, and it will be a blessing to you. So go to BibleBeliever.com and check it out. While this program has been going on, just to let you know, we just authorized the shipment of those 100 King James Bibles and 10 Ruckman Reference Bibles to the Baptist Church in South India that I talked about at the start of the program. So those 110 Bibles have been put into motion, and they will be shipping out in just a couple of days to India. So again, thank you to everybody who prays for our free Bible program, who donates to the free Bible program. We couldn't do it without you. It's a blessing that we can, you know, the fact that somebody can just say, we need 100 Bibles, and we have enough resources now where we can ship those out sometimes the same day, and we can just ship them out as far as India. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't get excited by the Super Bowl. I don't get excited by the World Series. I don't get excited by who just became the MMA heavyweight champion. I get excited about the fact that at a moment's notice, we can send 110 King James Bibles to India. That's what excites me. And I know that it excites most of you, because if it didn't, you wouldn't be here. And I'm just so glad and so grateful that you're part of this ministry, that you're part of this outreach. And we're on the front lines getting something done for the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that, we've come to the end of our broadcast for today. That's all I got. I hope it was a blessing for you. Please go to the bookstore, BibleBeliever.com, and check out what's new there. Please pray about donating to our free Bible and Gospel Track program. We can't do it without you. And keep me in your prayers as I travel south on Sunday and Monday to go officiate my first wedding as a pastor. But Lord willing, I'll see you back here Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for our Sunday service. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my arm, oh, cry, singing wild. Let me at thy throne of mercy. Would you let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief? Would you find kneeling there in deep contrition, kneeling there deep contrition, would you help help my heart believe? We're calling you, say, oh, say. Say it again. We're calling you, say, oh, say, oh, have mercy, oh, hear my humble, oh, why, oh, no. Oh, do not pass me by. One more time. We're calling you, say, oh.